Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Chris Brown on the line, the voice of the Bills right now, to help us preview Bills and Ravens. All right, Chris, exciting. The last season at the stadium, and we're kicking it off in a big way with a playoff rematch. I mean, having a big opponent right off the bat, is that a good thing or a bad thing to get one of these big teams week one?
Well, I mean, you do have the advantage of, or the disadvantage, depending on how you look at it, of the unknown. You know, every team changes every year. Coordinators change their schemes and tweak things. And so this is kind of the most trepidation coaches go into games with week one. So then to do it against a very good opponent, against whom you're probably going to be in a race for the number one seed in the AFC, it's a little daunting, but you get them at home. So I guess that's an edge. But I think when you play an opponent of this caliber, it raises the angst a little bit because of all the unknowns that exist in week one.
You know, I'm wondering, who's kicking for the Bills? Tyler Bass is limited. I know that they signed Matt Prater to the practice squad yesterday. I mean, what are the logistics to be able to bring him on Sunday?
Yeah, Tyler Bass actually was limited on Wednesday. Did not practice at all yesterday. So that's certainly not trending in the right direction. They signed Matt Prater to the practice squad, who's a 41-year-old, 18-year veteran, which may not sound super exciting, but the guy has more 50-plus yard field goals than any kicker in NFL history. He's got 81. The next closest guy has 58. He's a remarkable kicker who's had an unbelievable career, and even playing for four games last year before he sustained a knee injury, he hit a 57-yarder. So he still has plenty of leg. And what would happen, Susan, if they need him to kick on Sunday, would be they would just elevate him from the practice squad. He would be eligible to be elevated three times and then revert back to the practice squad after the game is over. So the Bills afforded themselves some roster maneuverability by signing him to the practice squad yesterday.
Okay, well, hopefully it doesn't come down to that at the end of the game. What do you think it's going to be like the last year in the stadium, Chris? A lot of memories there. It's got to feel special game to game.
Yeah, I think people are going to get more and more nostalgic with each passing home game, right? Like, you know, the end is coming. And so I think that's what's going to prompt people to kind of think back on, you know, games that they remember. You know, we all have kids. My son practically grew up going to games in that stadium with my wife. So I know he wants to be here for the last one, even though he's out of town in college. So, yeah, there's a lot of people that I think are going to want to be a part of this final season and say they were there for the last year that the stadium was hosting games. And this is a big one. It's the last home opener.
Yeah, it's going to be special. All right, Chris, we'll be tuning in Sunday night, listening to you. You'll be on the call for WGR, Bills and Ravens, and we'll be talking with you every week.
Yeah, look forward to it. Enjoy the opener.
Thanks. That's Chris Brown joining us here on WBEN.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.